It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Time for the gardening show here on Q92 with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse on this Thursday morning. And, boy, the sidewalk just getting a little wet here in Madison, Dwayne.
I wasn't expecting that today. I thought it was going to be nice and sunny and bright and gardeny.
Well, Saturday sounds like the best day.
We'll take all of them.
That's right. Well, just before we went on the air, you told me you were extremely busy.
Very busy. It's have to wish all the moms out there happy Mother's Day. So if you're looking for a Mother's Day gift, we have lots and lots of flowers. Fresh bouquets done by our expert floral designers. So we showed some pictures of those through you, Paul and Terry. We have a lot of stuff in the greenhouse. A very popular item for Mother's Day is a hanging basket or a combo flower box type. So if you want to stop in, we can show you what we have, or we can make one up for you. And be glad to help you out and say happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
That's right. Yeah. What is the popular flower plant for mothers? What's your number one seller there?
In the greenhouse, it is definitely a hanging basket. A lot of guys or ladies buy a hanging basket for their mom, or else like a planter that you put on your step or your front step out front of your house. A lot of petunias, and we have huge, gorgeous ferns. If you're looking for
Dwayne.
Yeah.
What's that?
Terry Overlander just stepped in the studio, the original host of the garden show. Terry, welcome to the garden show.
Yeah, boy, get over to Heather. They got lots of nice stuff over there, everything you need, and we can finally do some gardening. Thank goodness the weather broke.
Did you hear that, Dwayne?
I had to sneeze. Hi, Terry. I know some people are starting to till their gardens up and planted a few rows last night. So it's definitely garden season and got a little moisture, but I don't think that's going to slow us down a lot. So a lot of vegetables. Terry's definitely a vegetable garden guy. We have lots of different types of vegetables this year and a lot of varieties. And it goes on and on. And we have four packs and individuals and gallon pots. So it depends on what size you want. They have all kinds of veggies.
Okay. Well, as usual, we want to open up our phone lines for any questions for Dwayne. Give us a call here at 320-598-7301, or you can send over an email at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. And get those questions over now. We have a number of questions, but, we already kind of talked about the plant of the week, didn't we, Dwayne?
It's definitely flowers for mom. So we covered that. So
okay, what's the horticultural concern for the week?
I think I put on here, you know, my lawn. What do I do with my lawn? Before you do anything with your lawn, as far as putting on fertilizer or spraying weeds, you got to take care of the leaves and the branches and all that. So clean your lawn up first. Definitely the first thing to do. And then if you need some grass seed in spots that are bad, I would do that. And get fertilizer on this spring, and you can wait a little while for spraying the weeds. But I'm sure next week we'll be talking dandelions.
Yeah, it might get in the 80s out here. So
80s, and the dandelions will pop up, so you'll have a yellow lawn.
Should I spray for dandelions now then?
We'll talk about that next week.
Okay, we'll talk about that next week. All right, let's get into some questions from our listeners, and here's our first one. What are the items to consider, Dwayne, when selecting a garden site?
You know, the first thing I would consider is the sun. Most vegetables, you know, 95% like the sun. You got to have a nice, sunny, bright spot, okay? If you don't have that, you're not going to grow a lot of healthy vegetables. The second thing is I would look at the soil type. You want to have a nice loamy black soil, because the vegetables grow the best in that. So first the sun, second the soil, and then maybe not too far from a water source so you can water your garden if you need that. So, okay. And handy. You don't want it to be 3 miles away so you have to drive all the time so that you'll be able to work out there. Sun and soil.
When I first bought my house, Dwayne, in the middle 76 or 77, we tilled a little garden up on the side of our garage, and the sun never hit. It was a bad decision where to put that garden.
Now you know better.
I know better now. All right. Someone emailed pictures of a couple bushes to us. Appreciate that. And sent them off to Dwayne to look at. And any idea what to do with these plants? Why don't you describe the plant first, Dwayne?
The plant is a spreading Japanese yew, okay? So it's an evergreen. What has happened, it's gotten winter burn. And the question was, what do I do with this? Do I just leave it and let it take care of itself? Or will it recover? Or do I prune that brown stuff off? The brown needles are dead, okay? So you want to prune that back so you got the brown off there and there's still some green. And then that plant will grow back because there is green needles underneath there.
Should they trim that brown stuff off now then?
Yeah, sooner the better.
Okay. Yeah.
And if you are going to do pruning on your bushes, sooner the better too, because you know what? They're budding out now. They're going to grow. So you might as well shape them now. You don't have to pick up so many leaves and they'll be ready to go. You don't want to prune on your bushes that flower on old growth, like lilacs. You know, and azaleas, rhododendrons, because they flower on old wood. And if you cut those buds off now, they're not going to flower this year. So, okay.
So what causes those needles to turn brown and then some are stay green? What causes that to happen?
It's actually like a sunburn in the wintertime. The rest of that bush could have been under snow or was protected by the top needles so it didn't get sunburned, okay? It got too hot, hot, cold, we'll do that in the wintertime. And so you can put on a spray in the late fall that's called Wilt Proof that puts kind of oil on those needles and so it doesn't burn like that. So I would definitely, next year, or your evergreens in the fall, spray Wilt Proof on them.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Good question. Another question from one of our listeners, Dwayne. I have a fern that has gotten too big. Can I divide it into smaller sections?
If it's an indoor fern, is that what they're talking about, which I would guess. So I would cut it back, you know, cut back some of the fronds, cut it back, and then if you can divide that, get a sharp knife or some kind of cutting utensil and cut it into fourths, and you'll have four plants. It'll take a little longer for it to come back, but you'll have four plants instead of one.
Okay.
No problem.
So you can do that. Okay.
Yep.
I like ferns.
I do too. Talking about ferns, we got some ferns in. We get a truck load in from Florida, and they are absolutely gorgeous. So if you want a Mother's Day gift, ferns are good. Ferns are they're really fun to look at. I mean, they're cool. Nice plant.
Yeah, and they're pretty tough for up here too, aren't they?
They're tough. If you have outdoor ferns, ostrich fern is the tall fern that grows on the north side of a lot of houses. Those are fun. For an indoor fern, a Boston fern is my favorite. We have a lot of Boston ferns in right now, so check those out.
All right. Here's a long question from one of our listeners that called in. This person planted grass or his lawn last spring, and then late summer, he said his yard was a massive crabgrass. And what should I do now?
Did it say that you planted grass in the fall?
I planted grass last spring, he said.
Well, last spring, okay. So this spring, you should definitely put a crabgrass preventer on, okay? And usually the crabgrass preventer that lasts the longest time is called Dimension. So you get fertilizer with Dimension in it, and that'll prevent the grass seeds, the crabgrass seeds from germinating. You don't get crabgrass this year.
Right.
Putting crabgrass preventer down will take care of crabgrass. Just don't put it down too early. Your soil temperature definitely has to be 55 degrees before crabgass will germinate.
What is it now, Dwayne? Do you know?
It's not even close.
Okay.
So I would So it's already May already, but middle of May you should put your crabgrass preventer down.
Okay.
Get your lawns cleaned up, which has been, it's kind of late this year, but get your lawns cleaned up, and then put your fertilizer and crabgrass preventer, down.
Okay.
You can't put grass seed down and crabgrass preventer down, the normal dimension one, because that'll kill the grass seed. We have another crabgrass preventer that you can put down with grass seed, and if you're going to put grass seed down this spring, I would definitely put the fertilizer with crabgrass preventer down on that to prevent the crabgrass from coming up, or else you got a mess.
Refresh my memory, was that a big problem last year, crabgrass? That's in drought conditions, right?
Yeah, when it gets hot, and so your other grass starts going backward, the crabgrass likes that. You know, if you go down to Florida and you go to Hawaii, that's the grass they have. They have crabgrass for their lawns. We don't like crabgrass.
Okay, that's right, we don't.
No, it takes over. We have bluegrass lawns, which is a cool season lawn, and that's what we have in Minnesota.
Okay, let's sneak one more question in here. This person says, Heather Nursery planted some new grass in my front yard last fall. It's coming up now. Is there anything I should be doing as far as additional watering or whatever?
Well, we've had a lot of moisture, so that shouldn't be. I would fertilize it, give it a kick. When you put grass seed down, you can put phosphorus fertilizer down. So you want to get a fertilizer with a higher middle number. It's a nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash. Potash, phosphorus will help the roots grow. So you don't want a lot of nitrogen. You want more phosphorus and potash.
Okay.
Fertilizer.
All right. Well, that's the end of our questions for today. Dwayne, what are you planting in your garden this year?
I plant too much. I'm going to... we got a lot of new herbs in, and I kind of getting into herbs. We have one called a toothache plant and mushroom plant. So I'm going to plant a lot of herbs. I like decorative pumpkins. I love peas. Going to put peas in. Also do a lot of, like, onion, potatoes. I put a little bit of everything. I like Brussels sprouts, so I put Brussels sprouts in there.
Okay.
We have all these tomatoes. You got to have tomatoes.
Right. Yep.
So,
and you got all the seeds down at Heather's.
We package our own seeds, so we have seeds in bulk if people want to check that out. And we've started most of these seeds, you know, in the greenhouse. So we have a wide varieties, and I can help you with selection on that. So we're in Madison, Dawson, or Montevideo. We've all been in the gardening business for many years, so we definitely have our favorites.
All right. Well, Mother's Day for procrastinators out there, run on over to Heather's Floral here. Three locations, right, Dwayne?
You bet. Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. You can catch us on the web if you want, or I appreciate you giving us a call, or if you want to stop in and see what we have. We have a lot of plants, a lot of beautiful things for Mom. So please stop in, and we'll help you pick some stuff out.
When are you open then?
We're open from 8 in the morning till 5:30, and if you need us after that, give us a call, because this is one of our busiest weeks, and we're open Monday through Friday at those hours, and Saturday we're open till 3, and I think Montevideo is open on this Sunday for Mom's Day.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thanks, Dwayne. Man, you know, you're pretty smart when it comes to lawn and garden stuff. You know that?
You know, thank you, Paul. I appreciate that.
Do you ever get stumped?
Sometimes you have to be 1,000 miles from home before you know anything.
All right, you have a great rest of your day, Dwayne. Thank you.
All the moms out there, happy Mother's Day.
All right, that's Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Nursery, and that's been another garden show here on Q92.
KLQP, Madison Dawson News.